Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, my name is Olli.
Hello, I'm Jarkko.
And you are watching Brutally Delicious.
Corpo quality, everybody. Thank you. What's up, everybody? I'm Dark Masek with Brutally Delicious. We are here with Ole and Jarkko from Korpiquani. Hey, guys, thanks so much for doing this.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Awesome. So, second day of the tour. When was the last time you toured the U.S.? I know you toured like 2018, but...
2019. The end of the year, we toured with Elevate. Mm. And that was the last U.S. tour. And that was basically the last tour, like, anyway, like, before the COVID hit the world. And then since then, we haven't really done any proper tours, except now, like a few weeks ago, we did the little UK, Ireland tour with Ailstorm, and then we did the South America for a few shows, but other than that, we haven't really toured in like 4.5 years and no proper tours, so this is a very welcome thing.
You did 70,000 tons of metal last year, right? I was on board as a fan,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
I thought so. Interesting. So, yeah... With that, post-COVID touring,
yeah.
Go. What's it like?
I haven't been to the US in 10 years. I joined the band in 2021. It's nice. I think a lot of it is similar than before. Some of it is different. Or is it?
I don't know if the touring is different itself, but...
Everything is more expensive.
Everything is more expensive, and then people don't buy pre-sale tickets anymore, which is a problem in many cases, because everything was being cancelled all the time, like during the COVID times. You buy a ticket, and then it gets postponed, and cancelled. So people don't buy those pre-sale tickets anymore, and then many bands to have anything happen, they need there has to be some sort of prepayment made by the promoters, and then the promoters can get the money from the pre-sales, they can make the prepayment, and everything gets cancelled. So it is difficult for both the promoters and the bands, this situation nowadays. Yeah. Now, I can't blame the people for doing that, because everything was shit for 5 years, 3 years, or whatever.
So are people just showing up and buying day of? Like, I gotta say, as a fan with like a degree of anxiety, I always bought the day they went on sale.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people day of buying at the door now.
I don't think that much, but I mean that they buy tickets way closer to the actual event than they used to.
Oh.
So the promoters who need the money for the running cost beforehand, they don't have anything.
Right.
Because that like you have to have. Quite a lot of money to actually, like yourself, you have to have a lot of money to start doing anything. You can't rely on the pre-sales anymore.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, if you want to be a millionaire in music business, you have to start as a multimillionaire.
I've heard that one. Yeah. There's a joke like that goes around the business world. Like, the easiest way to become a millionaire is to start as a billionaire.
Yeah,
it's a funny one. So you have a new album out. It just came out Friday. I'm not. You know, I'm an American. I speak one language. Can you pronounce it for me?
It's called Rankarumpu.
Okay. Now, what does that translate to?
I think the best translation is like a ragged drum. So, what you see on the album cover is like a shaman drum, and it's old and very used, like a ragged old drum. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great title for like a folk metal band, like this would be.
Yeah.
So I gave it a quick listen. Tell me if I'm like off on these things. One, it feels a bit heavier. Like, obviously you're in the metal genre, but I got the idea it was a little heavier or darker. Was that an intentional move?
Yes, in some ways. I think, yeah, Jonne bought himself a new guitar and wanted to make thrash metal riffs. So I think he found many thrash metal riffs from the guitar, and I guess that kind of like became more aggressive and faster, I guess.
Yeah, I don't necessarily find it heavier in that sense, but faster, thrashier, maybe.
Thrashier. I mean, at least in our American metal scene, we'd usually call that heavier. Like, what a European, like, what is heavier then? Does that mean more like Black Sabbath? Like,
to me, at least, yeah. it sounds more
He's
like
a big Sabbath
more doom and gloom, and yeah. that makes it heavier in that sense. But
first of all, who is in metal that isn't a big Black Sabbath fan? Liars, that's who.
Yeah.
I thought I heard a bit more violin too. You can speak to that, I hope, but
this is my first Korpiklaani album, and yeah, might be. I think I was pretty heavily involved in doing the arrangements. We talked a lot about it with Sami, the accordion player, and Jonne, the main guy. I also composed three songs for the album, so it was interesting, and the guys were very welcoming about bringing like music and influences into the band in that sense. But yeah, I'm happy. I think I got a lot of good feedback for the violins and the folk stuff. Yeah,
I noticed it.
So, yeah, cool.
That's a great thing. Like, I'm a guitar player. That's generally what most metalheads are going to focus on. So that jumps out. I mean, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Was it the second track on the album, Kill While You Can?
Yeah.
So I guess just some context here. I saw you on 70,000 Tons of Metal, I think twice, definitely last year, and was like 2018 or something. If you were to ask, I think most metalheads, like, you know, think of Korpiklaani in like five words. One of those words is vodka.
Yeah.
The other one's like, you know, dance party, like fun times.
Yeah.
Kill While You Can seems not like that. Is this a political statement? Is, like, the band changing? I mean, you've been around 20 years. You can have, like, one or two, different songs if you want. But
It is clearly a commentary on the situation in Eastern Europe currently, with the war going on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a political statement, but it is a commentary on it. You can... It's probably a bit different here in the US, but in Finland you can't avoid that topic. Mm. It's all the time in the news of what's going on and how will that affect us at some point or whatever.
Oh yeah. I mean, thank you for clarifying that. Do you want to like state which side you're on, or is that too dangerous?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What kind of sites are you supposed to take? You have two options, and one is not really.
We are not pro invading other countries.
That's a good way to put
it.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So, forgive me for this. I know Sweden's like clearing the way. Did Finland make it into NATO yet?
Yeah, way before Sweden.
A
year ago. It was in April, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
So how's it feel? As an American, I welcome you to our alliance.
Thank you very much.
So is this something, like, did this ever come up in the band? Like, not being neutral anymore? How do you feel about it?
We have never discussed about it. I think it's pretty clear that...
We are not writing songs about NATO,
So just more of like a humanitarian stance of don't go senselessly killing people?
I guess we are more... It's safe to say that we are more of the pacifist side, probably.
But the country, our country has been right next to Russia or Soviet Union or whatever it's been called. But, like, always being there, have a 1,300 kilometers common border. So it has been a balancing act for centuries.
Well, thanks for taking on that. That was... would have been very easy for you to have avoided that question or those questions. And I appreciate you taking them head on.
Yeah.
So, okay. How do you feel about like the folk metal label? Like, do you embrace it?
There was a lot of talk about folk metal. Like, I know some bands kind of tried to wiggle out because they thought it was kind of like too much of a brand. But I guess Korpiklaani is very kind of like embracing the roots and the folk metal thing.
Yeah, they're very much into folk metal still.
Yeah,
I think we have discussed this before, and that. I think the difference between Korpiklaani and many other folk metal bands is that this band was technically folk first.
Mm.
Like the roots are in this folk duo that then developed into metal. So whereas many other bands have like been whatever bands and then just started to incorporate some folk elements into their metal music. So we have a different background and we're still quite proud to be called.
Interesting. Thank you for that. So where I was going with that is in the U.S., I think it was 2014 was the first year when rock as a whole was no longer the best-selling record category.
Uh-huh.
And realize that that's rock. Now you have to split off rock into metal, and then metal has like 10 billion subgenres.
Yeah.
Folk metal is definitely not like Metallica-level acceptance in a lot of ways. But yet you're here and you're touring. So in the age of Spotify and declining record sales, what's your secret? How do you pull this off? And as a fan, thank you.
I guess it's about sticking to your guns and doing your...
Now that's the only thing that you can do, basically.
Yeah.
You can't really fight the system. You can fight the system, but you will not win.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it's cool that folk metal can be accepted. I think, I mean, like, there's so much music and different types of music in world. I mean, there's this Viking folkish things being incorporated into is Vardru now. They were doing the Vikings, the TV series. I think they kind of like,
what's that?
I think it was. If I got it wrong, but I think there's a lot of being accepted a lot more about this kind of like folk. Folky and different cultural background stuff into music.
Yes, yeah. the folk music in general is now like more accepted than it was when we started. Like,
somebody said that Nightwish is the biggest folk metal band in the world, and if it kind of like there's a lot of the pipes things and everything. Like it's a bit of the stretch, but if you think about it in that sense, I mean, like accepted.
Yeah, they jumped on the bandwagon that we were pulling.
Yeah,
it's not much really folk. I viewed them as more just symphonic. I mean, they're definitely like, you know, they.
There's been more folk.
Yeah, but they got the
element
the
think.
Player.
There's a lot of that. Nowadays, I think. Yeah.
Right, do you feel a kinship with them? Like, who would you say is
music
like
music is music? Yeah, I don't know.
If like, who would you say is like your? Let's say the band had to cancel a gig. Who would be the best replacement in the scene?
If we had to cancel,
yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I never thought of that. Because I think we were there was a book written in Finland a few years ago called about the folk metal Big Five, which was us and then some other bands like Turisas, where that always used to play with Turisas, Ensiferum, Fintroll, and Moonsorrow, and us, like basically five folk metal bands from Finland. And if you think about those bands, like all are labeled as folk metal and all very different musically. There's black metal, there's power metal, there's whatever epic battle metal.
Yeah,
metal, very different stuff.
Yeah.
But basically, you could replace like any one of us would have to cancel. Then you could put anyone to replace them, but it would be different. It would be accepted as folk metal, but it would be different.
But if we had to call somebody, I would probably say, you know, I want to offer a chance to Moonsorrow whenever. I mean, they're like my personal big favorite. I don't know if you want to like a folkish party band, then just call Daystrom or something like that. Probably.
I wasn't even thinking of them, but I guess they are the similar vibe in terms of like
they've been thrown in the same kind of like box, whatever. Obviously, very different band, but. I guess they always need a box, you know, like let's throw these bands in. They are not folk metal, but that's cool.
It's the same party vibe.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And Jarko.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.